Well, I'm delighted to have with me today here on BPN Radio one of my spiritual sons, Lawrence Neeson, who is the lead pastor of Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City. And Lawrence is a motivational speaker in leadership, business forums, serves as an elder in various churches and nonprofit organizations. And he speaks nationally and internationally, seeking to equip the church to be a relevant voice of prophetic influence in local, national, and global community. Lawrence, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio today. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And I've known you for a long, long time, and I'm thankful for my relationship with you. And one of the things that I have discerned and noticed about you and comprehended about you is that you are a man of accountability. And I know that we have a major problem, particularly among men in America, as far as temptation's concerned. You know, Jesus said, "Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one." So there are a lot of temptations going on. And one of the most remarkable ways to be able to lead a pure life, a clean life, I believe, is to have some accountability. So I know that you make yourself accountable to other men on a weekly basis concerning pornography, concerning other areas of your life, and you've been doing that for a long, long time. I really admire that. Talk to us a little bit about what men are going through and why there's a lack of accountability, and how you came into believing that God wanted you to be an accountable young man. So just talk to us today.
Well, I think it's very easy to get sifted into cultural ideology and kind of lose track of biblical theology in all of what we're trying to accomplish as church leaders, and really more importantly as Christians. And independence, and you know, being a self-made man and do my thing and succeed, and all of those types of things inundate us. And if we're not careful, it kind of causes us to isolate ourselves. And you know, I just think in our society, we are very overcommitted and underconnected, and we're created in the image of community God. You know, God is a Trinity. So community is rooted in his very nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this community of love, communication, affection, and respect. And I guess in the course of time, I started to evaluate for my own life, watching and seeing a number of ministry leaders that I respected fail morally. And just, you know, for me personally, and for my wife and for my two daughters, I wanted to do anything I could to try and make sure, you know, I'm giving it my best to be guarded, be protected. And I think it's important that all of us understand, and I don't want to try and stand up and be the ultimate example in any of this, because I've got my weaknesses in all of it. But, you know, Jesus is that example. And his example from the Trinity expression of who God is that of community. So that's what really kind of gave birth to that in my own life. We've, in our church family, have worked with other pastors that have been going through the process of restoration for moral failures. And I've been able to be a pastor to those individuals over the years and sit down with them, their wives, in these cases, they were men, and it was their wives joining in to try and work through, and I would sit down with their counselors and try and contribute anything I could and be a pastoral covering and voice to them. And I would always just ask, what was it that really led to the downfall? How can I avoid this, and how can I help others avoid this? And I gained a lot just trying to learn as I listened to those individuals speak about their journey and what they were walking through. And those individuals, by the way, are now pastoring churches and back in the ministry, which I think just speaks of the wonderful grace of God.
So how did you come to start sending two or three men your accountability report every week? How did you develop that? When did that start, and how did that come about?
I had some individuals that were asking me for help in some specific areas of their lives. And that was a rhythm that I established to try and help them and offer some assistance, where every week they were reporting. And, you know, it's a pretty simple report. Of course, you're one of my three men that gets this every week. But for the sake of your audience, it's a really simple progression of you answer on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 specific questions. And the number one thing that I start with, how are you doing? 1 to 10. And you write that down. And of course, at the bottom of the column, I have a total so that I can see, because various pastors and all of our staff now send this to me. And I can kind of take a quick look as soon as I get someone's email and see what their score is for the week. But I ask the second thing, how is your family doing? 1 to 10. How is your ministry doing? 1 to 10. And then an important element for us, just personally, spiritually, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you experiencing God's presence in your quiet time? You know, it's easy to do the religious thing, but how are you really sitting with the author and not just reading the book?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got 10 progressive questions here, and I just was trying to help others and realize, wow, this is, you know, this is a great tool for them to report to somebody that they knew cared for them, loved them, watched for them, prayed for them. And I wanted to get in on that myself, just to be accountable and to help me grow right spiritually.
Well, I think it's a very good report. And of course, I read those reports almost every week, if not every week. And so then you also have what maybe are some of the other questions you can you remember that you put on that information sheet?
Yeah. And in fact, I will post this today for anybody who's interested. If you want to go to my Twitter account, it's Pastor Dude, and I will post this, and then they can actually access this online if they'd like to see it. But I'll go ahead and read every one of these questions. After God's presence in your quiet time, then on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your fun family time? I think in ministry as a pastor, it's easy to lose sight of something very important. I want my kids to feel like home is a blast.
Yeah.
So that was an important component. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your romantic life? Of course, for men, this is specifically your sex life. For women, it's a little different angle of how they're being emotionally cared for. But on a scale of 1 to 10, where is that? Then I go on, how are you doing at learning, growing, and helping your team to do the same? How are you doing at reaching into other people's lives on purpose, just bringing in others' focus? How has your household done in connecting personally with others? And then finally, rank your overall ministry this past week on a scale of 1 to 10. Then those 10 total at the bottom, and that gives a kind of a ranking for the week of how you did. Some weeks are good, some weeks are bad. You just keep progressing along. Of course, there are a few of the questions on the bottom, one which you mentioned. And it's specifically asked, have you exposed yourself to any illicit material over the past weeks? And those are 5 yes-no questions that it just helps me to know that I'm answering those questions week after week, just to keep my mind where my mind needs to be, because every one of us are capable of going off the rails if we're not careful.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to post those, and what is your what is the contact information there again?
It'll be on my Twitter account, Pastor Dude, and that will also hit my Facebook and Instagram. If you just Google search Pastor Dude, I'll pop up on those. And my website for the books I've written is PastorDude.com, so I've stayed consistent with my theme here.
Okay. Well, in just a few moments, I want you to pray for men that are struggling in this area. Temptation is certainly prevalent across our land. It's increasing, it's expanding, and I know there's a lot of pressures there. A lot of men are falling. You know, for many years, I carried in my Bible a little card that said the 10 consequences of me falling into immorality or adultery, and I kept those in my Bible because there are consequences. And so I think
Absolutely.
It's something that we all need to be alert to. And so I'm going to have you to pray for men today, particularly. And I also want to talk a little bit about, before you pray that prayer, Lawrence, I want you to talk a little bit about your new book, 180 Degree Turnaround. And from merely existing to truly living, and I know that Jesus said that we need to really live life, and a lot of people aren't doing that. So maybe you just briefly address that.
Sure. There are actually two books. You gave the caption to my newest one, which is entitled A Deeper, More Meaningful Life. And the first book that I wrote on change was 180-degree turnaround, and it speaks of how change is a process, not an event. And many times we're looking for some big event to transform our lives, but, you know, salvation is when we meet Jesus, and lordship is what we do for our entire lives, trying to become a disciple. And I give a progression of that change, how thoughts lead to ideas, ideas lead to attitudes, attitude produces this atmosphere of our lives. Atmosphere produces climate, climate produces culture. And that's the progression of the chapters in that book on change. And I think we have to work all the way, pare it all down, if we're going to change the culture of our lives, to change the thoughts that produce that. Then the other book deals with deeper, more meaningful life, and that's moving from merely existing to truly living, and, you know, not just having a marriage, but truly making a marriage work. And, you know, I date my wife every week. You mentioned the card you have in your Bible. That's been a lot of inspiration in my life over the years. And you've also mentioned dating Jean, spending time with her. That was an inspiration to me to make sure I wanted to date my wife as my girls were growing up, especially as young children. I would date them, go out on daddy-daughter dates. And just did a bunch of different things that I've written in that book, practical things for enrichment, you know, not merely just existing, but truly living, exploring everything that we can in every moment of our lives. And I think many times we just race through life and we really don't take the time to give any consideration to how we're investing in the lives around us. But that's where the blessing comes, when we start trying to decorate other people's lives in a sense. And it's more blessed to give than to receive, and it just comes back in our lives. So just a lot of practical things I did with my girls growing up. They're still young. They're in their teens, but as little kids, we did different things, little projects, how to turn a walk into something fun. You know, we just would, everybody would write down one item that we were going to look for on the walk, and then we'd go for the walk and turn it into a scavenger hunt. So just,
that's great.
You know, we all need mentoring and ideas.
Yeah. Well, I know that you have certainly applied yourself to some principles that God has established in your heart, and I know that you have, over the years I've watched you, been in relationship with you for many years, and you were actually here in America my very first spiritual son, and so I made the journey with you, and I'm very proud of what I've seen. Even you pastoring the church that I pastored in Oklahoma City years ago. And I know that you have not been one that has been willing to settle for mediocrity. And I know that there are many things that can sidetrack us or hinder us from becoming what God wants us to be. And but I know that you have certainly applied yourself, and I'm thankful that you put these principles and experiences down on paper in these two books. And how can people get the two books?
If they just go to pastordude.com, there'll be various ordering options on there. You can buy an ebook or order them from Amazon or from my publisher, either way. But that's pastordude.com, and that information will be there.
PastorDude.com, D-U-D-E. That's great. PastorDude.com, and they can make connections there with you. Well, I'm really thankful to have you on the broadcast today, and I want you to pray. I was just in my spirit to pray for these young men that may be struggling in different areas of their life. They want their lives to count, and I just want you to pray however the Holy Spirit leads and guides and directs you today, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Amen. Well, Lord, we just come together and admit first and foremost that all of us desperately need you. We are hopelessly lost without you. And we know that when you begin to teach in beatitude format, the first thing that you began to declare for us, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And the blessing first comes when we recognize our desperate need for you and our desperate need for your family. And I thank you that you're a family God, you're a father, and you're trying to draw us into a place of community. We know that when we focus on our strengths, that it just breeds competition. But when we learn to focus on our weakness, it really does breed community. Something healthy and wholesome is born when we're willing to be vulnerable with each other. And I pray, Lord, for everyone listening right now, for just hearts to be open, minds to be inclined in a certain direction, somebody they can contact who they can truly trust, just to begin to get vulnerable about areas in their lives so that there can be healing. Your word says that when we confess our faults one to another and we pray for each other, that we will be healed. There's something of healing that takes place when we're willing to be transparent. And so give us wisdom to walk that out, that we would defeat the enemy and enter in to the place of risen victory of Christ that is readily available for every one of us when we walk out your will, your plan, and your purpose. I thank you for Dale and Jean and their ministry to encourage us all to be more prayerful in our pursuit. And may we learn what that is, Lord, to walk in great conversation with you through your word, through your presence, and through your people in a place of great community. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen.
I set myself in agreement there with you, Lawrence. Lawrence Neeson on the broadcast today, the lead pastor of Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I do know that Lawrence is in demand as a speaker, not only nationally, but internationally, particularly the United Kingdom and other places. And I know that your schedule is limited, but if a pastor or a group would like to get in contact with you, is it still pastordude.com?
Yes, that would be the best way.
Okay, you're a great speaker, and I know that you help people all along the way. So very thankful to have you here on the broadcast today, and I'm so thankful that we have a hope that makes not a shame. I'm thankful for my relationship with you, and you know that I believe in relationships. And so I want you to greet your wife, Tracy, and my spiritual granddaughters, Faith and Lexi. And you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.